Hello.
This is
Hello.
Rachel with a courtesy callback from Omax Health, and how can I assist you?
Yes, I'm calling back to speak with the representative Laura Garcia. Is she available? If not,
I actually don't know who that is. I do
okay.
apologize.
No problem. And I apologize. Tell me your name again, please.
It's Rachel.
Yes, Rachel. Okay, I was speaking with that representative earlier, and I told her I was going to go online to order the whole food multi from Omax, and for some reason, it's telling me to log in, and I don't know if I ever set up an account. I'm a regular customer with you all, and so I was going to just see if I could just possibly have you order it for me. I don't know. I was trying to get the discount. Either that, or I can give you information to see if maybe my password, if there's a password or an email I have set up there.
Okay, we can place orders in the call center and I can find out if we are currently offering the vitamins, the whole food vitamins here in the call center.
Okay.
Now, we can't place orders for you through the website. You actually have to initiate that because once you place the order, the system will ask you to set up a password if you haven't ever set up an account before. Sure, it will allow you to create one there. And with it,
Okay. Well, this is the problem, and this is why I'm trying to talk with you all because I want to give you all my business. Or continue. I'm just kind of expanding, and it's making it difficult for me to do so.
okay, you're
And
expanding.
yes, ma'am. In other words, right now I currently get the Omax 3 fish oil. And it's been notated in the account. It's a subscription, and so it's been notated that on my next order they're going to send me the professional strength, and I also get the vitamin D with the subscription. And so now I want to add the whole food multi with that.
Okay, I can the account up. The only issue is we don't offer everything in the call center that's offered on the website. So we wouldn't be able to add a product that we're not currently offering, which is possibly the reason that you may have been directed to the website. But if I can please have your name to get an account pulled up.
Yes, ma'am. It's Roberto Salazar. D middle initial, if they're asking.
Okay, just one moment, please.
Thank you, Rachel.
Okay, Mr. Salazar, for security purposes, if you'd please verify your address.
It's 1450. State Road Highway 68, Velarde, New Mexico, 87582.
Okay, do you use a mailing address there in Velarde?
P.O. Box 296, Velarde
Okay.
as well.
Okay, so I've got that account pulled up that shows your name and it shows your P.O. Box information. And let's see. It shows a 60-day subscription for the vitamin D3, and also it shows a 60-day subscription for the Omax 3 Ultra Pure.
Yes,
So
and
what I.
has it been changed to the professional strength for the next order? As it
Let's.
should.
Yes, sir. I'm just trying to see if it will actually tell me that. Let's see. Or I can just look at the notes. Allow me just a moment to look down at the notes. Let's see. Called in to ask about professional strength. Stated he wanted to cancel Ultra Pure, get Pro. Also asking about other products. We told him about Cognitive Boost and CBD Roll-On. Okay, now here it says that okay, it's noted here that says that you know to call in before the next shipment to get the professional strength. So let's see.
Oh, shipment? Yes. I think I told her that I'd call back in a couple of weeks. That's right. I don't know if it's possible to, like, you know, to just go ahead and order it for the next shipment, or I could just order it right now. I don't know what's easiest or what's best. I just don't understand why it's making it hard for me to log on. I went ahead and I did add to cart the Whole Food multi and then the Cognitive Boost. And, you know, and the subscription and they wanted to, you know, pay for it. And then it says log in and it's, I don't even need for them to have my email. There's no sense in them having my email. If it's going to complicate it, I could just say, I don't have an email. I just want to order it. They have my account number. My credit card number and my shipping address, mailing address, billing address.
Yes, sir. It's just one of the requirements for online orders. Usually with an online order, your email will be requested. And it's not for someone to call or harass or anything like that. It's just usually a requirement for an online order. You'll get you'll get your order confirmation and your shipping confirmation where you can track your order.
Uh-huh.
And with an online account, you can sign in, you can pause shipments, you can stop them when you get ready, you can put pauses in there. And it provides a lot more flexibility, but that's usually just one of the requirements.
Okay. Well, you know, Rachel, is it possible for you to see if I, like from your end, if I have, because I have a couple of different emails. And, you know, one for my job and one for my personal business. Is it possible for you to see what email I have in there and what my password would be so that way I could just cut to the chase and move forward with it?
Okay. Now, unfortunately, here in the call center, your passwords are private. That's why we can't assist with online orders. We absolutely cannot set those up. But in the account that I pulled up, it doesn't show that you provided an email.
Okay.
Not in this account, no, sir.
Okay, so then, I'm wondering if there's a way, let's see. So, like, as we speak, there's on the drop-down box of the shop, it says subscribe and save. I don't know if I need to set up an account. Because whatever the two different emails that I use, you know, it says, it's not found. So I'm trying to like move forward with it, reset the password, and it's just not letting me. And it's kind of frustrating that it's not so user friendly for me. Of course, I'm kind of, well, you know, kind of part caveman or something. I don't know. You know, I'm not very good at the computers. So.
Not a problem, sir. So when it asked you to log in, you did set a password up. That is what happened.
Well, I was trying to, I just said, I pressed forgot password, like to reset it, but it's not letting me because it says that the email is not found. And so I don't know what they want. It's like I'm trying to see where, okay, if it's not found, then let me put one in. And it's like that's where I'm stuck.
Okay. All right. But you do remember providing your, you remember providing your email?
Well, yeah, on this last time that I went in, which was, you know, half an hour ago or so, yes.
Okay. All right.
What I did was, pardon me, Rachel. What I did was I proceeded to, you know, order one of the multi-max, in like the subscription to save, and also the brain boost and to save, you know, to save money on it. And then to go ahead and check out, and it wasn't letting me check out because, you know, they wanted, you know, that's where the email and password complications came into play.
Okay, let me take a look here. I don't think I'll be able to. let's see. Now, usually if you provide your email and it's not an error with it, and you leave something in the cart, you'll receive an email telling you that you left something in the cart. So when you look up at the top of your computer or your phone, do you see anything in the shopping cart?
Well, let's see. Okay. Okay. I'm on the part that says shop. You know, I press that and then it gives me kind of like the page that shows me all the products.
Okay.
And so I'll kind of try and go through it once again. Where, okay, so I'm clicking on the Multimax Whole Foods,
okay.
And you know, so I come down to the bottom of the page and it's okay. There's the quantity and then there's the one-time purchase,
okay.
And then I have the option to subscribe and save 20%, and it says delivery every 1 month, and then I proceed to add to cart. Okay, now at that point you know, I have okay, now I have one of each. I have one of the Omax Boost Brain Health Supplement and one of the Multimax Whole Food Daily. Okay, now now the price has changed because, okay, it looks like it's trying to give me the one-time purchase. So I guess what I'm doing is I reversed it, and now I'm going to try and do the subscription, the subscribe and save.
Okay.
Okay. So let's see, that the normal price of the multi is $29.95. I'm subscribing, and that way it comes to $23.96. Okay, I add to cart, and then I go back to the top of the page and shop again, and now I'm going to add the Brain Boost supplement, the Cognitive Boost, and so it's coming to the point where I can, you know, I have the option to the one-time purchase or subscribe and save, and which I just did now, and I added to cart again. Okay, so Rachel, now where I'm at, now it's showing the price of the subscribe and save 20% price. So the total is $55.92. Excluding tax and shipping, and then it says enter discount code on the next page. Let's see. I don't see. Okay. Now there's that box that says to check out. I'll go ahead and press that. And it said, now it says you must log in before making a recurring purchase and log in.
Okay.
I appreciate your patience, ma'am.
Yes, sir. Where it's telling you about logging in, since the subscribe and save, if you that is a subscription. So
yes, ma'am.
Yes, sir. That information is needed.
Okay. So what I'm doing is I'm pressing the box email. Now there's two different emails that I use. So I'll choose one of them. Okay. And then now I enter there's the password, but since I don't recall, I'm going to guess what my password, or I could just say forgot password.
Okay, sir. But before you sign up, you know, it has, now, it does it returning customer, or did you click the sign up part? There is a sign up and a sign in, so you would need to sign up.
Gotcha.
Okay.
But it's not, okay. Let's see. It says sign up / sign in.
Okay. So all the way at the bottom, it says create an account. I'm sorry. That clarifies it a whole lot better. So you need to register.
Gotcha.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. Yeah, you need to register. So once you register and the system records your email, you will be good to go.
Okay. And I can create my own password at this point?
Yes, sir. It should tell you what's required to set up the password.
Okay. All right. Okay. Now I'm at password. So, okay.
Excuse me.
Now, that's okay. Now, how many characters would need to be for the password? Do you know?
Now, actually, in the call center, I do not know, since we can't set those up. But it should tell you there on the page what's needed as far as, or if there's numbers or symbols or something like that. If it's not an acceptable password, it'll tell you to try again or have you to change it.
Okay. So I went ahead and did it, and it looked like it accepted it.
Okay.
So I think we are moving forward.
Okay.
So, now I'm hoping it's going to, I don't know where that, that code for saving, I guess there's a box that said about shop now. I'm going to just proceed as if I was starting brand new since I just registered.
Okay, and I forgot to mention any discount code that you're using. Excuse me, please.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry about that. Any discount code that you're using, as far as I understand, when you subscribe to save, you're getting 20% off. So you probably will not be able to combine discounts. So you're getting 20% off of what you've subscribed to save for. You get a chance to save with the monthly shipments.
Okay. That makes sense. Okay. Oh, you're so helpful, Rachel.
All right. You are welcome, sir. Now, once you finish complete the process, you'll receive an order confirmation to your email.
Uh-huh.
And once fulfillment has applied the labeling, you'll receive a shipping confirmation, and it'll send you the link where you can keep track of it. You can keep track of your shipment.
Okay. 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 Now I. Okay, I'm. It's like when I went to do what I needed to do, it was given that full price. So mm-hmm. it's like I'm redoing the order. I hope I get it right this time.
Okay, you shouldn't have to redo the order. If it asks you to log in, what was the next page that it gave you?
Well, it gave me like to shop, but see, like I had to go back because it's defaulting to give me the one-time purchase, and so I just added the cart to the cart. So now I have one of each. Now I have the discounted prices in front of me for the two products.
Okay.
And so now I'm proceeding to check out.
Okay.
And
okay.
Let's see if it's okay. Now it seemed like it now it's going forward in a different way. Okay, now the shipping address they're asking and all that. So it looks like I might be now I'm in the right place.
Okay, sir.
Okay, so now I can just put my first name and
okay.
Over here it's Johnny Appleseed, but it's,
yes,
it's,
sir.
Yes.
Okay.
All
well,
right.
That is working out for you, sir. You just follow the instructions and provide all of that information. Is there anything else I can answer for you?
No, ma'am. I am so thankful for your help and thank you so much, and may you have a blessed and prosperous and safe year, you and your family, and I guess we could be done at this point. I'll go ahead and proceed forward with my purchase.
Okay, sir. Well, same to you, and thank you so much for calling Omax Health. You have a good evening.
You too, Rachel. Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You, sir. Bye-bye.